Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
We have heard this announcement on several occasions when we've been waiting at the departure lounge of an airport. It goes like this. Would Mr. and Mrs. Jones please come immediately to gate number 57?
And it's always unsettling. It's the final call to certain passengers who have not turned up at the boarding gate.
You can't help wondering whether they are going to make it in time. Were they held up by traffic? Could they have met with an accident on the way to the airport? There could have been a host of reasons why they hadn't yet arrived.
Whatever the case, if they don't arrive in time, that is, the time allocated for the final departure, then they will miss their flight. And no matter what reason they give after that gate has been closed, it's too late and nothing can be done.
That's right. When the door closes, very soon after, the flight will go and leave them behind.
We have experienced that awful sensation of being left behind, and no amount of reasons why we were late were accepted. And even if the flight hadn't yet departed, the gate was closed and there was no second chance for us.
We thought we had a good reason the first time it happened. There was an accident on the highway and the traffic slowed to a crawl. We were annoyed at ourselves that we didn't take that possibility into account. And so, we missed our flight.
A similar account to our experience in the Bible. This was where Noah, his family, and many creatures had come into the ark. Once they'd all entered, the biblical account tells us that God shut the door.
That's exactly right. And this parallels our own situation today. Every single one of us live in a time of God's grace. He told us in the Bible, and I quote, "Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation." Now is the time to get right with God. Now is the time to ask His forgiveness for all those wrongs that we've done and all those good things we should have done but neglected to do.
The Bible is the great eternal textbook on mankind and God's dealings with man. He cared about each one of us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to live among us. Jesus knows what it's like to be human, so we can't accuse Him of not understanding us. He knows our deepest thoughts. We haven't committed one sin that He doesn't know about.
Jesus has made the way clear for us to enter heaven's gate when our time on earth has passed, as it will. He offers us the forgiveness of our sins and peace in our hearts and minds. It's a matter of us turning to Him and accepting His grace by admitting we have sinned. But if we have not believed in Jesus, who died on that Roman cross to save us, we are missing out on His freely offered salvation. We are told that when we die in our unbelieving state, we will be called to give an account of our life down here, and excuses will not count. It will just be too late.
That is so true. Just like we missed our flight when the boarding gate was closed, so a time is coming that you may miss God's final call to you. Remember this warning. It is appointed to man once to die, and after this, the judgment.
The Lord has given each one of us the freedom to make a choice. If you are already a believer, God bless you. But if you are not sure that you're a Christian, now is the time to follow Him. And don't put off making that decision, because if you do, it means you are deciding not to follow Him. And you will miss out on God's final call.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.